Just a few halachot on the laws of tzad, which we began discussing yesterday, the laws of trapping. The Rama discusses a case in Shin Tet Zayin and Halacha Gimel and writes, Lachen yesh lizaher shelo liskor teba ketana o listom kelim shezivuvim bo b'shabbat da'avi psik resheh sheyatsudu sham. Case would be a person, let's say, is outside and let's say to shoot the yachid, and his garbage can, let's say, is uncovered. And he just wants to pick up the garbage can to cover it. You know, he thinks he's not doing anything. However, the Rama warns us that if there's flies that are flying around in the can itself, by covering the can, you are trapping those flies. Albeit it's only the Rabbanan, because the flies are in the minam nitzod, that this is not an item that's usually trapped. Like the Gemara says, the trapping is only rabbinical, but it's forbidden nonetheless. So therefore the Mishnah Berurah gives one etzah, that if you want to cover the can, just leave a little opening in the can so it doesn't, so it does have room to escape. It should be pointed out that the Taz holds that you don't have to investigate in the can, which means so long as you just shoo away any of the flies that are around, you don't have to go now and analyze what's going inside, because it's enough. You have over here a banana at most, and it's a safek, and it's enomit kaven, and lo echpatle. So there's many reasons to be lenient once you just shoo away the flies that are on top of the can and just to cover it. One other she'elah that's brought down in the laws of tzad is halacha that is in se'if tet. When Maran clearly writes that if a certain type of bee is causing a person sa'ar, is causing a person pain, meaning he can sting the person and hurt him, so hakamim were not gozer tzad in such a case. For example, in the holiday of Sukkot, many people are sitting in the sukkah, and you have yellow jacks, and the yellow jacks are flying around, and these things, of course, can cause a person as annoyance in stinging him, and cause him pain. And therefore, the question is: can he take a plastic cup as he sees one of the yellow jacks on the table? And he just wants to cover it. According to the halakha, it would be permissible. Since in this case over you're concerned about them stinging you, they could hurt you, so Mara would be lenient in such a case to trap even on Shabbat and Yom Tov.